Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to viahemp, viahemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, yeah, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp. All right, it's a brand new episode of the Sarah Fraser Show podcast with Oliver Saunders. Look, if you are following this Vanderpump Rules drama like I now am, you're invested in every little bit. Oliver is on the latest season of VPR. He made out with Raquel, so we ask him, you know, is Raquel a good kisser? Does he think Raquel should be getting the hate that she's getting? Oh, and by the way, is there a big update with his mother, Garcelle, who you know from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Has his mother figured out and gotten to the bottom of who hired those bots? All that and more. Here's Oliver.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well, right?
No complaints. I mean, I was saying to you before we started, how are you doing? You're like, your social media is popping off. Every woman in Vegas wants a photo with you. I mean, you're like, how are you doing? It's great.
It's been interesting to say the least. Yeah, work has been crazy. Social media has been crazy. The show definitely has brought in a lot more business to the restaurant and everything. It's been exciting.
I mean, has it? Like, do people come in now, you know, to your home in Vegas and say, hey, I want to talk about Scandoval. I want to talk about Raquel and Tom. Like, are people actually asking?
Literally, probably every other person that I talk to in the restaurant, absolutely. And they want to know my take and everything. And you know, people are very, very involved. I mean, you know, the show is 10 years strong, so it's serious.
I mean, yeah, go on.
I was just going to ask you, you know, you mentioned like business had increased. So like, I mean, how much has it increased in the past month?
It's been crazy. I mean, we've been breaking records at work with sales and stuff like that. And I mean, it's amazing. I mean, the line is always around the corner now. And you know, it's pretty crazy. It was always a very popular spot. You know, Lisa always does her thing, the new up and coming. It's a beautiful place, beautiful drinks, food and everything like that. But it's been crazy. It's been crazy.
Are you shocked? I mean, listen, like you were born in New York, you had a mom that was, an actress and a model. So like you grew up like, you know, around the business, so to speak. Like, are you shocked that you became part of this central storyline on Vanderpump Rules this year?
Yeah, I didn't think that when, you know, Lisa and I talked about doing a little shooting that it would have been this at all. Had no idea what to expect. It's crazy. I'm happy to be involved and everything like that. And it's been a cool experience. So I'm just, you know, we're just rolling with it, riding the wave.
And just to clarify, which I think you basically did, but, you know, over the years on this show, some people have like worked at Sir for a minute or, you know, really not worked there. But I mean, you actually work for Lisa, right? At Vanderpump Vegas, Vanderpump Up Here.
Yeah. So I started working at the Caesars Cocktail Garden. Lisa's one at Caesars Palace. And I was a host over there, and I had never been in the restaurant business or anything like that. And then, I mean, to be honest, I saw how much money these servers make in Las Vegas on this trip. And once I had the opportunity to switch over and make the move to that position, I did. And literally, I mean, it's been life-changing. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Wow. Well, I know like your mom ran into Lisa, you know, at a charity event, and the rest is history. And like, what, you know, now you're part of the Lisa empire. Like, what was your first impression of LVP?
She is exactly what you think. You know, she is extravagant. She is beautiful. She is serious. She is cool. Like she's looked out for me ever since the first time that we met. And it's crazy. Her, Ken, Pandora, Jason, they're all such great people. They really put pride and hard work into everything that they do, and it shows with the places, and it shows from the reactions of people once they're leaving. You know, they're saying that they flew all the way from Australia for goat cheese balls and everything like that. You know, so it's an amazing thing to see. You never really realize how big it is, I feel, until you actually become a part of it. You know, you could always see it and stuff, but once you really see it for yourself, it's pretty cool.
Oliver, what is Lisa like though as an actual boss? Because I mean, you're in this unique position. Your mom's, you know, friends with her. She's also this TV star. You guys are filming a show. But I mean, okay, aside from that day-to-day, what is she like working for?
She's great. I love Lisa. I have not one bad thing to say about Lisa. I never will. She always comes in. She's very personable. You know, she makes her rounds with people. She takes her pictures. I remember the first time that when I got hired, I spoke to her after they hired me at the Cocktail Garden. And she was like, you know, I'm so happy to have you on and everything. And she was like, but don't mess with me. I'm a lion. And I was like, oh, I never would. I never would. And she's great. She's great. I mean, it's a great experience. I'm so happy to be a part of the the whole Vanderpump team.
And have she, you know, has LVP and Ken, what have they taught you? I mean, have they taught you like specific things about?
I mean, I would just say, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I just, please, you go.
I think they really put dedication to everything that they do. They make sure that everything is right before it comes out and everything in the way that it should be. I think that that's a great lesson. I'd have to say that they're just really down to earth people for everything that they have and everything that they've done. I think that that's the most stand up thing about them. You know, no matter how rich and how powerful and how much, you know, they're in the public eye, they're still very down to earth. And it's great. It's great to see that. And it's great to know that you actually, the person that you work for, cares about the company and everything like that and everything that's going on. So it's really nice. It's really nice.
Well, you say everyone is coming in these days and, you know, they're asking you for your opinion and everyone's opinion on the Scandoval. I mean, we are in the middle of this Scandoval. I don't know if you've heard, but, you know, Tom has cheated on Ariana, has had a 7-month relationship with Raquel. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
I don't even know, man. I don't even want to touch it. I think, you know, I don't even want to touch it. I know Raquel a little bit, you know, as people know. I don't know Tom at all. We've never had the chance to meet or anything like that. You know, to be completely honest, I just think that you know, I wish everybody the best. I don't know if this is just a political answer, but it's literally how I really feel. I wish everybody the best. Obviously, you know, you don't want people stepping on other people's toes and all that stuff. So hopefully everything works out the best way that it should for everybody. You know, that's my two cents.
Are you shocked though at how big this is? I mean, like you said, the show has been on for 10 years. I mean, this was on the cover of the New York freaking Times.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. I mean, every other article on the Instagram, to my regular page, to Twitter. I mean, it's insane. It's insane. It's insane. And like I said, at the restaurant, people are so invested. They know, they want to know my side and what team I'm on and what team they're on and everything. And they're very serious. You know, I had a couple girls that came in the other day, and it was probably like a group of five. And they were like, oh, we want to do a picture. And one of the girls was like, I'm Team Lala, so I'll take the picture. I was like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? It's a crazy thing, the reality TV and how much people it reaches. You know, you never really think about it until you're a part of it.
And okay, you said, you know, obviously, and we saw on the show, right, this season, that you know Raquel. So how do you, you know, how, what's your relationship like with her? Had you guys known each other for a while? Had you been talking online before they actually came out and filmed?
Not at all. We met the night that we filmed. So the girls came into the restaurant, and I served them and Lisa and everything like that. And after that, we ended up going out to the club, and that was the first time that we all hung out.
Did you keep in touch with Raquel after that night?
So we do have an episode. We do have an episode that's coming up in the next week or two, I believe, that I went to Pump with my mother and Lisa, and we shot at Pump. And then me and Raquel went out to dinner in Beverly Hills. So we spoke a little bit after that. We haven't spoken. There's been, I mean, she has a lot on her plate right now. You know what I mean? And also as do I. So, you know, I wish her the best, you know, through all of her endeavors and everything like that. But we haven't stayed in touch now.
But, well, it sounds like, though, you guys kind of had some chemistry. You went out on a couple of dates, you know. So were you, like, did you feel the chemistry, like you kind of were interested in her?
To be honest, I think she's a beautiful girl. We had a great time the night that we went out to the club in downtown Vegas and everything. I think that we were just, I think that she's, a, you know, we were just having a good time and just having a fun night. I don't think it was anything serious, but I think it was a great moment that we shared. You know what I mean? It was cool.
When you watch this episode, like, that you were in, you know, so far, like, how accurate do you think it was Lee portrayed? I mean, you know, there was two ladies at the table that both seemed interested. Lala seemed interested as well. You ends up kissing Raquel. Like, do you feel like you got like a pretty correct edit?
Yeah, it was. No, yeah, I think it was a fair edit. Absolutely. I think that they did a good job. It's crazy. It's crazy. I had no idea. You know, how Lala felt until I had seen the show. You know what I mean? It's funny. So many people are like, how come you didn't, you know, entertain Lala? And I'm like, you know, you see the show after everything is filmed, but it's like, I didn't hear the clips and everything. And there was just so much going on and everything. It's just, but you know, it was a fun night to say the least.
Well, so you didn't entertain her then because you didn't know that that was happening. But now that the world has made you aware of this and you watched it, you know, you see that there was interest by Lala. So, you know, is there anything you want to share? Like, have you thought of reaching out to Lala, slipping into the DMs? I mean, you know now.
You know what? I mean, I think, you know, if we were ever to run into each other, possibly we'll have a conversation and we'll take it from there. You know, I got a lot on my plate right now, so I'm not going to go out the way, but if we run into each other again, that'd be great. I'd be happy to see her.
What do you do? Go on, Sarah. Sorry.
Oh. Well, I was just going to ask you, you know, what do you think about, everyone seems to be Team Ariana, you know, and
I wondered if you could give some insight. You know, you did hang out with Raquel a couple of times. I mean, are you shocked that people are so negative towards her? And maybe you could shed some light on like what your experience was as a person with her.
So from all of our encounters, which weren't many, she seemed like a sweetheart to me. You know what I mean? And I mean, it's, she's 20 years old, you know, 20 years old, beautiful girl on a TV show. Like, she, you know, I mean, I guess it wasn't the right thing to do to one of her friends. It's not the right thing to do to somebody, but it's like, you know, she's living her life. Everybody makes mistakes. You know, it's crazy that so many people want to try to crucify her for this or say this about her. And it's like, as if they've never made a mistake or they've never made the wrong choice before, you know, it's a human thing. Yes, she shouldn't have been hooking up with her friend's dude. You know what I mean? But, like I said, we all make mistakes, you know, and stuff like that. So I don't think that you could really judge somebody's whole character by just one action that's happened, you know. And unfortunately, there's pros and cons to everything. There's pros and cons, like just like reality TV, where your life is exposed. And because you put yourself in this certain light, you are able to get comments from other people and opinions on stuff like that. So I guess it's just a part of it. But you know, it rubs me the wrong way how many people I feel like are so quick to judge or say negative things about somebody without really genuinely knowing the person. But I mean, and then on the other hand, it's crazy because I feel like sometimes when you sort of do watch somebody, if you've watched somebody on a TV show for 10 years, I'm sure that you do feel like you have somewhat of a connection with this person. You know what I mean? So it's crazy, but I just, you know, you gotta give her a break, and you know, it's a mistake, and we all make mistakes, and you know, we just gotta roll on, you know? So I wish, you know, that's my two cents.
No, those are all good points. I mean, do you think like any of it is like just housed in misogyny, you know, like just our world of like, you know, like, look, there are people are coming for Tom, but they do right. Seem like, to your point, Sarah, they're coming for Raquel a lot more.
I agree. I've picked up on that too. And I don't know if it's like a double standard, like a guy to woman type thing with the cheat. I really don't know what it is, why people are so fueled against her as opposed to both of them. It's a crazy thing. I did not see it coming. I mean, nobody saw it coming, obviously. It's been insane. Insane.
Yeah, truly, like, it really, really is. Yeah. Okay, maybe we can go back to, you know, your episode that you were in. And I don't remember if you said this, but did you watch yourself? Did you watch your episode, the current season?
I did. So at first, the night that it aired, I was like, you know, I didn't know how I was going to be portrayed. I didn't know what was going to be going on. So that night, I didn't watch it. The next morning, I woke up to, you know, a bunch of text messages. And one of my good friends, Janelle, was like, you know, you looked good. It was a good episode. And everything like that. And I was like, all right, I'll check it out. So I flipped it on, and me and my pops watched it. My son was running around, but he has better things that interest him than dad on TV, you know? So it was interesting to see.
How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller-driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com. And tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you.
Well, speaking of this episode, you know, that Sarah mentions, we did see you kiss Raquel. I mean, is Raquel a good kisser?
I had a good night. I had fun. I had fun.
Yes, so, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I had fun. We had a good time. And you know what? One thing that I do have to say about the girls is that they were all very sweet. They all seemed very down to earth. Like it was just a genuine good time. It was just, you know, a genuine good night. It was just like, you know, you guys go out with a group of your friends, go get drinks at his place, go get a little bite and go out to the club to dance and stuff like that and just have a good time. It wasn't anything serious, wasn't anything crazy, but it was legitimate fun, you know? It was cool.
Does any part of you, because like now that all this is coming out, like, you know, Raquel like started in this group with like James Kennedy, she dated him. Then, I mean, there was this kiss with Tom Schwartz. You know, then she dated Peter Madigrell. Now she's with Tom. But you were right in there. I mean, like, does any part of you, you know, like the timeline of this Scandoval seems like it was either going on or it was in motion, like when she was in, you know, Vegas and kissed you. Like, does any part of you feel like used, like you were just a Vanderpump guy and she had to try to make this happen, you know?
You know what? Nah, you know what? It's a... That was being used. That's not a bad way to be used. You know what I mean? I to be honest, I think that neither of us expected, we didn't know each other. It wasn't like we had talked prior. Neither of us expected to have a good time that night or anything like that. So I think whatever she had going on prior was that. And whatever I had going on prior was that. And then, you know, when you meet somebody and you just have a good time and you just vibe and you have a good night, that things, you know, sometimes things just happen. I think that's just what it was, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I love it because there were a lot of other women there that night, but you two connected. So, and wait, was she the initiator or were you, or it just kind of,
I think there was constant flirting. And then I was like, you know, all right, let's step away for a minute. So I guess you could say I was the initiator. Yeah.
That, I mean, you had a good night, right?
I did.
Do you think, like, I mean, just knowing her, I know it's only a little bit, but, you know, do you think, like, there's so much talk about, like, Raquel wanted to be famous, kind of came on with a game plan, you know, if you read different things, like then that she's like afraid to film now. And she's like, do you think, cause I've said this on the show before, like we've talked about it, Sarah, like some people say she's like a wounded bird and this is a horrible thing that's, you know, she caused it, but, or do you think she's just like a brilliant mastermind, reality TV villain superstar?
Well, you know what? They always say, you know, publicity, it doesn't matter whether, you know, all publicity is good publicity. You know, it's not all publicity is good publicity, but there's no such thing as bad. That's what I mean. There's no such thing as bad publicity. If she's a mastermind, man, hats off to her, because she did it. You know what I mean? She is relevant right now. She is everywhere right now. You know, so if that was a plan by her or her team, like, bravo to them. You know what I mean? I don't know if I see it like that. I think that things just, I think she just got wrapped up in things and things got caught up, but you never know, man. You never know. People are, 2023, people are serious these days, and people know how to make themselves relevant and stuff. So, you know, and I mean, look at the ratings. I've heard that this is one of the best seasons Vanderpump has ever had. So it's working.
Right. I mean, and rumor is, you know, her and Tom, they're just filmed the reunion. I don't know if there was money involved next season, but I do think, you know, this is going to be a money thing too. They're going to come back. Right. So, I mean, if this was all a plan.
Yeah. If this was a plan, it was a good one. It was a good one for sure. It was a good one for sure. I mean, I guess we'll just have to see how it plays out in the future, you know, and to see where things go from here.
And, you know, Raquel now is like, they've obviously filmed, like David said, the reunion, and she's been, you know, she spoke to the New York Post. I mean, she seems like she's not all that upset. I mean, about it, really. Do you think that that's just for cameras? Or do you think she's just like a happy go lucky person? But she seems like she's like, oh, I'm taking it day by day.
To be honest, I mean, like I said, you know, I really don't know her well enough to like comment on how she's handling things, because I really don't know. I would just say, you know, everybody handles things differently. So, I mean, you never know if it's like a defense mechanism or if they really just don't care or whatever the situation is. If I knew her more, I feel like I could give you a genuine opinion about it. But I just from, you know, that the dinner and then the night at the club, I really don't know her as a person enough to say, you know.
What about, like, because you said like everyone is coming in, I think the same thing is happening at Sir, like, you know, everyone's coming in now and they're wanting to, like, has Lisa, like, what has Lisa said about this? Like, has she given like directives to the staff of like, you know, we have
I will say Lisa, the reason why she's so powerful, she's so rich, she's so smart, nothing is on accident. It's not on accident, you know what I mean? I think that she's always a couple steps ahead. I think that, you know, once everything started working with me and my mom and everything, she saw, you know, maybe an avenue in which to sort of cross things together. You know, I really don't believe in any coincidences, especially when it comes to Lisa and bringing in more revenue and stuff like that, because she's amazing at it. She's amazing at it. So I think that it was a great plan. I think that it definitely worked. I think that it's just brought so much business. I know that a lot of people that follow Lisa and everything like that already knew about the location at Caesar's Palace. But you know, the one at the Paris is new. We just hit a year, like a week ago. And so I think that it opened up a lot of people's eyes that knew that she had a place in Vegas, but didn't know that there's two. And it's really cool, the difference, the fact that the two restaurants are completely different. The one at Caesar's Palace is appetizers and drinks, and our place is like a full menu, drinks and everything like that. So it's not like we're taking business away from one another. But yeah, Lisa definitely is a calculated, you know, she does her thing, man. She's serious. She doesn't play.
She's gonna own Vegas pretty soon.
I bet. That wouldn't surprise me.
Has she said though, like, you know, nobody talk about this, like it's business as usual, like, or do you just trust you and everyone there just to kind of be, or has there been like a directive of like, let's not get into this with customers, guys?
No, we just do our thing, man. I think that one of the greatest things about the place is it's mostly about the vibes and the good times that you have. You know, obviously, like I said, the drinks and the food are amazing, but everybody that I work with, we do a really good job at giving everybody an experience. You know, that Las Vegas Vanderpump experience that when you leave, like, you know, you're not only tipsy, but you're like, you know, you got the ambiance of the place, the cocktails, you just feel like, you know, you did the whole Vanderpump thing. It's awesome, man. Whenever you guys come to Vegas, you guys got to come in. I'll take care of you guys, show you a great time.
We need David to make our way in. I know, seriously, Sarah. I was going to ask you, because look, I mean, you had these two, you know, beautiful women fawning over you. We have Raquel and we have Lala, but this really isn't the first time on, you know, a national TV that we've seen a woman fawn over you. We did have last season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where Erica Jayne basically said she wanted to sleep with you and possibly have a threesome. She's another beautiful woman. I mean, what was that like?
It's flattering. You know, I love it. I love it. It's flattering. It's cool. I've been, it's funny when a lot of people come into the restaurant, the women are like, oh my God, you know, oh my God, it's Oliver. And then their husbands are like, I don't know who you are, my man. And I'm always like, it's all right. I'm a little bit more popular with the women than the guys. And I'm okay with that. I don't, you know, I don't, it's not an issue to me. It's flattering. It's cool. It's a cool experience.
Well, I mean, Erica Jayne is single. You know, is there a chance? I mean, have you guys DM? Would you go out? Would you ask her out on a date?
I
mean, you
know. My mother would.
There's probably like one woman that your mom is like, you can never date. It's probably Erica Jayne.
Yeah, I think I've got a lot. I've got a lot going on in my own life that
Did you guys both freeze on me?
Tip and dodge that one, but
cell phone.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Freeze. Oh, okay.
I'm there.
Okay.
I was gonna say, what? Well, home EJ.
Oh.
Be back.
Oh.
First, if you here. Brought home to Garcelle, EJ or Rinna?
My mom would. I don't even think I'd make it to the door.
You guys
That's
just.
That's hilarious. That's a hilarious question. Yeah. I don't even,
What did you ask, Sarah? You asked. I'm sorry, you guys both froze.
Oh my God, David, are you there? We're like.
No, it's okay.
I just asked Oliver, Garcelle, what would she hate more if he brought Erica home or Rena? Like,
I said, I don't even think I'd make it to the door. I wouldn't even make it to the gate. Mom isn't having that.
Well, I would agree with that, you know, but you are, I mean, what is your status? I'm imagining that, you know, the DMs do well after this Erica situation. Raquel, I'm sure your DMs are doing just fine these days, right?
I've been very, very popular recently, to say the least. Recently divorced, working, you know, I have a 3-year-old son, Oliver Jr. That's my everything. He's the everything, you know, I love that boy so much. So unfortunately it didn't work out with me and his mother. You know, I pray for in the future that we're able to co-parent and provide the most natural, loving, just lifestyle for my son. So that's it. I'm just, to be honest, I just got a 4-bedroom house out here in Las Vegas. Actually, me and my son be moving on Saturday. So as of right now, I'm just really focused on working, whatever the future holds, taking care of my son, and you know, just living day by day. You know, everything is good.
That's good. And we don't need to harp on your divorce, but just the one question to clarify, because this is keeps coming up. Like, I mean, do you at all blame or attribute any of your divorce to Raquel and this kiss? Because it was on a national platform.
It was on a national platform. So To be completely honest, I was separated at the time that we shot the show, even all those months ago. I mean, even I remember after we filmed, I took an Uber back to my apartment. So it's we had been going through things prior to that. Obviously, you know, the kiss didn't help make things be cordial or anything like that. But we were separated. And at the time, just trying to figure things out. But no, it didn't. We had like, and this sort of goes back to what I was saying. Like, Raquel had things going on prior, as did I, and those things were just going on just as life goes on. And then, you know, the kiss happened and stuff like that. That was just something that came out of the blue, you know.
I do.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Ah! Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life.
Well, I mean, I think your advice earlier, like everything you were saying about Raquel rang home to me in the sense that, like, look, there's always a scandal in reality TV. There's always something big. And then, I mean, it does go away. Like, we all keep living our lives and other things replace it, right? I mean.
And you know what? And it's funny. So when, and not, you know, not to get back to this, but when my son's mother and stuff like that, you know, went out of her way to say things about me and stuff like that, that weren't true. Lisa reached out to me herself, and she was just like, you know, because I was I didn't know how to feel about going to work. I didn't know how it was going to be at work. I didn't know if it was going to be like hostile, if some people were going to feel some type of way, blah blah blah. And you know, Lisa was like, listen, there's always scandals. She's like, I've dealt with scandals a million times worse, you know. She's like, it'll be talked about for a day or two, and then everything is back to normal, you know. And she's like, anybody who knows you, anybody who's around you, anybody who meets you can tell that you're a stand-up guy. You take care of your son, you handle your business, you know what I mean. And so she's like, she was like, don't worry about it, darling. And I was like, all right, Lisa. So it was good to you know, hear that from her. Somebody who's gone through it, somebody who's, you know, and somebody outside of my mom also reached out to me. It was like, you know, people are always going to have something to say, you know, as long as you're happy with what you're doing, you're content with what you're doing, you're handling your business, then it doesn't matter what other people have to say. And I do agree with that. And it's, so it was just nice to be reassured and, you know, everything is good.
Right. Cause that did become a story. And then like, you were worried about what people might say, and Lisa then took it upon herself to reach out to you just as someone who has experience in this world.
Exactly. She was like, don't worry about it. She was like, it'll be talked about for a day or two. She's like, by next week, something else will happen. And look, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's, yeah. So, I mean, I think I was able to lay a little bit under the radar and stuff like that. But you know what, this all dovetails with, like I said, it's like, you know, I personally am the type of person that I don't like to weigh in on situations in which I don't really know. Because I feel like my opinion is not going to be valid or anything because I don't have anything to stand on it. And so, you know, that was the thing that sort of bothered me for a while, that, you know, so many people perceived me as this way because of things that were said and stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, everything has been great. People are great. Money has been amazing. Work has been amazing. You know, everything is good. Life is great right now. So I'm just riding the wave.
That's good.
I just have one last question about your dating life. I mean, you are single, I think, right?
Yes.
So do you have like a type? Like, is Raquel your type? Do you have a type?
It's funny. I don't know if I'd say I have a type. I like beautiful girls that are down to earth. You know, I feel like, because, you know, my mom, being around my mom and her friends growing up and stuff like that, like I love a girl that's very put together. I love a girl that wears heels and is all done up and everything like that. I also love a girl that could be chill just in some sweats and some J's, you know? So I think that the personality being cool, somebody that I could chill with, and then also obviously, you know, like somebody that's, you know, attractive, somebody that's hot, you know, and so, good when we walk around and stuff. So yeah, that's just down to earth and that, you know.
Mary Shag Kill, Lala, Raquel, and Erica.
Oh, Mary Shag Kill. All right. I'd probably go all the way with Lala. Oh. I'd have to take out Erica just because, and this is gonna come back, and I guess you know, me and Raquel could have another night if those are my options.
Yeah, hypothetically, we're having fun.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's my go-to right there. That's it.
Your mom might be okay with you taking out Eric on some days.
Exactly. You know. So,
I mean, speaking of Erica, just like as a brother, like what was it like for you, like, you know, last season with, you know, this whole thing, and like after Erica hit on you, you know, then she said like, get the fuck out of here to Jax, and that became a whole thing, and you know, like.
I think that yes, you obviously shouldn't cuss at a teenager or anything like that. My brother wasn't fazed by it. You know what I mean? He wasn't fazed by it. I think that, you know, the drinks have been flowing. I'm not making an excuse for her. You know, she was out of line, but I don't think that it was as crazy as it came out to be, especially because my little brother, like, I checked in on my little brother after it happened, and I was like, bro, you good? And he was like, yeah. Like, he's like, what are you talking? Like, I'm not even tripping, you know? So it wasn't, I think if it affected him more, then it would have been a little bit crazier to me, but, you know, people get drunk, have a good time, a lot of drinks, you know, shit gets said. I don't think she was really trying to legitimately hurt him. I think that, you know, she was just drunk, said the wrong thing. Shouldn't have said it, for sure, you know, but it's not the craziest thing that's happened, if you ask me.
He was very polite. I feel like most 14-year-olds would have turned around and said, go fuck yourself, bitch. You know,
he should have. He probably said it in his head, you know what I mean? But
he did a good job. He was very restrained, you know. I mean, most kids now, they're like, oh, you said, tell me to fuck off, you fuck off.
Right, exactly. He probably said it in his head, for sure.
You know, I think we're curious too, because this obviously impacted your family big time, but you know, there's been a lot of discussion about the bots, and your mom was doing her own investigation, which I'm sure was very upsetting to your entire family. How is that?
That was out of line. That was out of line. You know, and like attacking, you know, my mom, because she's on the show is one thing. Obviously, I never like to see my mom attacked or ganged upon or anything like that. It's my mom, you know? It's like, you can't bring people's kids into it. Like, you know what I mean? Like you can't bring people's kids into it. It's ridiculous. You know, if somebody had said anything like that to my son, I would lose it. You know, just like my mom did. And it doesn't matter, you know, how old the kid is or whatever. That's still your kid at the end of the day, you know? So I think they're still, you know, I think my mom hired investigators and everything. And so they were getting down to it. We haven't spoken on it recently, but I know that my mom wasn't taking it lightly. And I'm sure that, you know, there'll be an outcome and everything like that. But yeah, that was a pretty dark situation. I wasn't a fan of any of that.
You think one day we'll find out about these bots? Because a lot of people really are wanting to find out who was behind this.
I would think so. And I think most people's gut is probably right who tune into the show and everything, but who knows, that'll be interesting to find out. I'm glad that it came to a stop, you know. I'm glad that it came to a stop, because like I said, it's just ridiculous. You shouldn't, one, there's, I mean, life is hard enough. We should all just love each other, you know. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, what you look like, what you love, you know what I mean? Like, racism, all that stuff, you know, it shouldn't be going on, and nobody should be bullying kids. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So I'm glad it came to a stop, and I'm glad that my mom handled it the way that she did, to show that, you know, we stick together and that we're serious about, you know, taking care of one another.
The, you know, you talk about the rumor of what people believe. I mean, people believe it's Lisa Rinna and Diana Jenkins. Do you believe that? Do you think that this investigation could reveal
I don't think that would be the craziest thing to happen. You know what I mean? If I was told that it was those two, that wouldn't surprise me. You know, it wouldn't surprise me. So I guess we'll wait and see. And if anything comes of it, you know, I think the fact that it came to an end is a great start, you know, as long as it's not continuing to go on and stuff. But I mean, you know how it is when you have a gut feeling about something, and then either if you go with it, you're like, oh yeah, I was right. Or if you don't, you're like, damn, next time I'm gonna trust my gut, because I probably knew. You know, I feel like we have these natural instincts. You're around people, situations and stuff like that, where you sort of have an inkling about what's gonna happen or what's going on. So we'll see.
Yeah, I agree. You trust your gut. And I mean, to me, it's like, those are the two people that are not there anymore. You would think maybe somebody knows something that's eventually going to come out.
And you know, what's done in the dark comes out. So if it's it'll happen. It's just, I guess it's just a matter of when.
Do you get really invested? Like you said, you don't want to see anyone being mean to your mom. Like, do you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Like, are you, you know, when someone is being mean to her that week or those weeks?
Well, one thing is that I know that my mom can handle herself. It's funny because on one end, I know that she can handle herself. She has no problem saying how she feels, standing up for what she believes in and everything. So I know that she's good. But, you know, as her first son, growing up, you know, it was me and her. A lot of the times I went back and forth between my mom and my dad. So I'm very protective of her and everything. So even though I know she can handle herself and everything, you know, if I'm there or whatever, I always like to make sure that she's good. So, I mean, on the show, you know, sometimes it's a little bit hard to watch. I wouldn't say that I catch every episode, but I do have to support. So I do watch and everything. And I'm told everything that happens, you know, from everybody. So it's like as if I've seen every episode. But yeah, I'm glad that she's able to stand up for herself. I'm glad that she has Sutton as her friend, and you know, I hope this season is just a little bit more light and more fun And then the last season, I think, you know, and get back to like just the housewives and being extravagant and having fun and taking trips and stuff like that, as opposed to the drama, you know?
Are you happy Lisa Rinna is gone? You know, your mom's been on talk shows and said, you know, she's good, you know, that Lisa is gone. I mean, is your mom happier? Like, are things, do you think it's a good thing?
I think, I mean, I saw the one when she said, I'm good. And I know my mom, and I know that facial expression. So, you know, I just want what's best for my mom, and I don't want her to be in a stressful, toxic situation. So if, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm glad. I think it was time to make some changes for sure.
I think so. Anything, I mean, they're filming the new season. Has your mom shared any secrets with you that you'd like to share here today, Oliver?
I can't say that I have any secrets that I'd share, or she'd be calling me as soon as she saw this. But I do have to say that they came out to Las Vegas for a girls trip. And so Sutton, my mother and I went to lunch. So I did make an appearance in the new upcoming season for the Housewives, and they're still shooting right now. So we'll see what else goes on, but it should be a good one. I hope that it's more light. I hope that it's more fun, and they get back to like the old sort of Beverly Hills Housewives that people know and love.
You know, obviously we talked about your love life, but I mean, even Julia Roberts wants to set your mom up. Is your mom dating? I mean, Julia Roberts on the red carpet said, you know, she'd love to your mom up. I mean, you know, she's a very eligible woman in Hollywood. So
absolutely. I think that she has a lot on her plate right now. My little brothers are so active in sports, and they're in the middle of their high school. They're almost at the point where they're going to be going to college, but I mean, they're doing, one of my brothers plays volleyball year round. My other brother plays basketball year round. My mom calls me all the time. She's like, I swear they think I'm their Uber. She's like, I'm driving to Anaheim right now for a tournament. I got to go back. I'm flying to New York, you know? So she's very busy. I think that, and I always tell her, I'm like, you know what? You're so great. You're so amazing. You know, the right person is going to come along. When is that time? Don't sweat it. Don't stress it. Just keep doing you. And I think everything will genuinely fall in place.
Do you keep your eyes open for her as, you know, eligible people come through, you know, Vanderpump Vegas? And
it's funny, you know what, if I did see somebody that I haven't seen, I feel like if I saw it, I would know. And I would reach out. You know, I always want mom to be happy. I always want mom to be happy. So yeah, you know, I think it's all going to fall in place. I think that she's just so focused on her career and just working, and she has a million things going right now that even if she met somebody, it wouldn't even be the right time, because she has so much going on, you know, between working, my brothers, my family, you know, it's a lot.
What about, you know, we talked about Vanderpump Rules so much and Scandal and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but what about, you know, there you are, you've appeared on these shows, you're in Vegas, we have two restaurants of Lisa's. I mean, you know, might we be seeing a Vanderpump Vegas, a spinoff here sometime soon?
You know what, I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see. You know, like I said, Lisa does not miss an opportunity to make her mark. So if it fits, she'll get it done. She's the one to get it done, you know?
And so Lisa hasn't mentioned to you guys, you know, the team there, and said, hey, we might be doing a pilot, or?
No, there's no word of that or anything like that. Not that I've heard or anything like that yet. So we'll see.
But you would obviously like to be in it if that happened, right?
I would definitely take serious thought about the opportunity. Absolutely. Absolutely.
What about, because we saw your story kind of shared through your mom on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you know, and I mean, so many people do struggle with like addiction and recovery and then falling, you know, off the wagon again. Like, I know, you know, it was, you know, you've had a long journey and now you're living like a clean and sober life. Like, what advice would you have for people listening, you know, that are just struggling with this?
So, you know what? So, I mean, I'll be completely honest. I'm not like, so I, you know, I smoke weed from time to time, and I'm a social drinker. Like, I'll have a drink every now and then. I give all the credit to my son. The reason that I moved to Las Vegas from LA is to get away from the lifestyle that I was living. And it's funny, people are like, you moved to Vegas to stop partying. And it's like, well, you know, I just had to get out of LA. I wanted to be close enough to my family that I could still get back. But for years, I had been praying and trying to do all types of different things to try to get my addictions and stuff like that under control. And I remember after my son was born, it was just like this, light switch just changed, you know? And it's the craziest thing, because it's just like, it's just so genuine, you know? I tried to make it happen in so many different ways and everything like that. And I think that you just have to find something outside of yourself that gives you genuine purpose in life. And just, you know, just never give up on yourself. You know, I've been in horrible situations, because of my choices, my own doing and stuff like that. And I never gave up. And now, honestly, my life is better than it's ever been, times 1,000. You know what I mean? Everything is amazing. So you just can't give up on yourself. You just can't give up on yourself, because you never know. Things could always turn around. And just because, you know, I still expect rainy days. I'm still ready for rainy days and everything like that, you know? And you just have to, I feel like, be realistic. Like, life is life. You're going to have ups and downs, you know, don't get too high, don't get too low, and just try to, you know, just manage. But I do appreciate when anybody comes up to me and they're like, hey, you know, I've had similar issues, and it's cool to see that you came out on the other side and stuff like that. So I do love that. And, you know, if anybody ever is going through the same thing that I've gone through, and, you know, they reach out to me and I have a minute, you know, I'm always down to talk to somebody and give them my 2 cents, because I feel like a lot of people feel like that they go through that alone. They're alone, when that's not the case. It's more common than, you know,
I mean, you must be pinching yourself. Like, I love stories like this, because, I mean, you must look back for now. You're making more money than ever. You're fucking famous. Your mom's famous. She's doing great. She was famous before. But I mean, do you look back for like 4 years ago and you're like, holy shit, how did I get hit? Like, everybody wants to come see me in Vegas. Like, I'm sure it's just, yeah. I mean, it gives me goosebumps. It's like, because you don't know. It's like you have to keep going in life, because it changes like that.
It's a trip. I mean, I changed my whole lifestyle. I decided, you know, that I wanted to be there for my son. I wanted to be the best parent that I could be, ever since I found out that he was even a thought, you know what I mean? Months before he even came, as soon as we found out that she was pregnant, it was just, yeah, it's just a trip. It's crazy how far things have came, and it's amazing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I remember, so like I was saying, right before I started working at Caesar's Palace, for Elisa at the Cocktail Garden, I was working at Goodwill, making $9 an hour, 6 days a week, loading trucks all day. You know what I mean? Just physical labor, just, you know, and I was content with it, because at the end of the day, I was like, you know what? I'm here. I'm present. I'm not on drugs. I'm not in jail. You know what I mean? I'm doing the right thing. And it's just a trip that when you do the right thing, even if it's a slow process, fast process, how much things can take off, you know, it's just a blessing. And it really helps me stay grounded and humble, because, like, you know, anytime that I'm like, man, this, you know, work is, something's getting to me, or stress, you know, I think back, I'm like, yo, like, you know, I was doing Goodwill. I, you know, when I was in my addiction, there was times I'd been homeless. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a beautiful thing. You just can't give up, because, like you said, you never know.
Well, you said it, I think, best the next right thing. Like I just saw Oprah say that and it's so true. It's like, if you can just focus on the next right thing, like you said, before you know it, it accumulates and it's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, now looking back, like, you know, I never would have thought, you know, that I'd be able to get myself and my son a 4-bedroom house and everything for my dog and, you know, my dog and everything like that. Like, it's so beautiful when my family comes out to visit, they're able to stay with me. We have extra room. My son will have a playroom. You know what I mean? Like, it's great. It's great. And I'm just very blessed, you know, for all the opportunities that I've gotten. And then also, I try to make the most out of every opportunity that I get as well, you know, to put a stamp on it, to make the most out of it. So life is good. I really have no complaints.
One day at a time, right?
Exactly. That's all you could do.
Anything else? Anything else you have to say, Sarah? Anything else you want to say, Oliver?
Oliver, you go first.
You go ahead.
Well, I wanted to, you know, I mean, obviously business is great. People keep asking you about the show. I mean, I think it's terrific. You guys are all benefiting. It's awesome. I mean, but the reunion did just tape. You know, we're hearing things like two cast members came to blows. Are you guys hearing who those two cast members could be?
That's funny. It's funny because I have a couple of coworkers. I wish a couple of my coworkers were here with me because they would be like, oh, no, 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 no. You know what I mean? I don't know. I've heard a little bit of it, but I don't know. We'll find out, I'm sure. You know, it's going to be a crazy season. It's going to be a crazy season.
And look, I mean, Ariana has a Lifetime movie now. I don't know if you know this. She got a part at a Lifetime movie. So it's going to be okay for her.
Right. Oh, yeah. And as you know, as crazy this may sound, as it may take a little bit more time for Raquel, but I'm sure it'll be okay for Raquel as well. You know, I think they're both going to do well. This, like you said, you know, it's publicity. It's publicity. And so, you know, hopefully they end up doing the right thing, but hopefully they make the most out of it.
I love it. LVP and Ken are driving around in that Rolls Royce in Vegas and they are fucking loving every second. They are rolling into Vanderpump Vegas going, this is the best year of our lives.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I'll say one other thing about how great they are. When last time I was in LA, Lisa invited me and my mom and my brother and my son to her house for dinner. So we went over there, and as soon as we got there, Ken came over to the car. He literally took my son by the hand, showed him all the animals. He was feeding the swans and the horses, and he was showing them all around. It just made me feel so good about them as people. You know, I love anybody that's nice to my son or anything, you know what I mean? Or that looks out for my son, because he's the most important thing to me in the world. And it was just a beautiful thing to see, you know, like I said, they're just so down to earth. They're beautiful people. It's everything. It's been a great experience and we're just getting started. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Love it. We'll share your social medias on all of these platforms when this comes out. So whoever isn't slipping into your DMs or, you know, who's heading to Vegas, but Sarah and I really, I mean, we're in LA, so we're not that far away.
You guys let me know. And I'll let you know the next time that I end up in LA, maybe go out for a drink or something and chat it up more.
Oh my
that
God.
That would be great.
Congrats to you. It's awesome to see you thriving and your mom and family.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. I had a great time with you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye.